Well, hello people, Solo Man here. Now I'm a fairly old guy now, and my older people like to moan. You know, well, it was much better years ago, it used to be good, but now it's not so good and all that. But the funny thing is, I think we're right. Now I just try to get hold of my insurance company for my car. And a lot of companies are set up in this fashion, especially insurance companies, where you phone a number, and you get somebody who's answered in automation and tells you all about the company, and it's about a 10-minute spiel. Then finally they'll tell you, you want this, push that. If you want this, push this. Or if you want that, push this number. Then if you're lucky, the phone will start ringing. And then somebody will come on, also automated, telling you how a long list of people are waiting, but you're in the queue. And I wonder how many people have died actually waiting on the phone. Because it generally takes quite a long time for them to actually answer. And then you're taken back because you don't realize it's a human, you're not sure. And anyway, you've forgotten what you phoned for in the first place by now. But you tell them what you want to get done or what the problem is, and they go, oh, you've got the wrong number. Let me put you through to somebody else. Then you'll be put in another automated queue. Anyway, I finally got through, but I could hardly understand the person on the other end because the femon was Scottish. Now, I've got nothing against Scottish. I mean, quite like them with their attitude and all. But sometimes they're hard to understand, especially on the phone. So obviously it was just another call center. Basically, all these big companies are hiding behind the automation. The reason why they're in business in the first place is because of the customers are giving them money, but they don't want to deal with the customers. Human contact and communication seems to be a thing of the past. Anyway, guys, does that annoy you in any way at all out there? It can't be, just me. Anyway, I saw some news. Anybody remember Starsky and Hutch, the original kind of a cop series? I wasn't really into it, but you had a guy with a sweater, and then you had David Soul, you know, in a sort of a flash-looking car. You know, the most unlikeliest of cops. But it filled a niche at the time, and some people, a lot of people actually liked it. And I didn't mind it either. But they're gonna do a remake. Well, that's a surprise. But guess what? They're going to just make it with femons this time. Wow, that's worked so many times before. Can they not think of anything else? You see, what made the program good or popular in the first place was that men have one thing a lot of femons don't have. That's charisma. The femons in the new one will probably all be empowered and be able to do anything and everything. And there'll be wisecracks against men all the time. Might even have a simp-like guy in there anyway, so they can shame him, if you know what I mean. There'll be no real story to it whatsoever. It'll just be pushing a narrative. Now, I'm not sure whether they made a spin-off or a new one recently of Starsky and Hutch. If they did, I'd never heard of it, so it couldn't have done very well. And this new one, supposedly, I guess, to me, will bomb. If anybody's out there who's still alive and remembers the original Starsky and Hutch, what do you think? I mean, how many more things can they remake and just take the men out and put femons in, and it fails? Let's not forget the Indiana Jones film that's going to come out. I believe he dies, I think, and then it's replaced by a femon. The old bait-and-switch trick. If they try and replace the males with femons and make the femons feminine, instead of trying to make them like men, it might do a lot better. Most of it'll all be superficial, just like most femons really are. There'll be no depth at all. But I won't know because I won't be watching any of that crap. I watch old movies and old series because they're well written, well acted and entertaining. Anyway, you people out there, if you haven't got anything better to do and you want to kill 4 or 5 hours or so, just phone your insurance company up or somebody, a big company like that. You know, make a day of it. See you guys.